93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's fine.
Stand by for news.
Fox News. I'm Steve Rappaport. President Trump tweeting Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell let us down after the Fed cut a key interest rate by only a quarter point.
The outlook for the U.S. economy remains favorable, and this action is designed to support that outlook.
It's the first rate cut since December of 2008 during the depths of the Great Recession, when the Fed slashed its rate to a record low of near zero and kept it there until 2015.
Fox's Hillary Barsky. A New York judge setting a tentative trial date of June 2020 for wealthy financier Jeffrey Epstein.
Several other deadline dates for discovery and oral arguments were also set. Epstein has pleaded not guilty to charges of sex trafficking that could mean 45 years in prison if he's convicted. This hearing came after last week's incident where Epstein was discovered on the floor of his cell with neck bruises.
Fox's Gernal Scott. This is Fox News.
Here's the millennial favorite.
Hi, it's me, Katy Perry. I've been found guilty of stealing one of my songs. So to make up for it, I'm releasing a new album with totally original brand new songs. Take my horse to the old town road.
Copyright infringement? That's Old Town Road.
Oh, sorry. How about... 'Cause baby, you're a baby shark. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
That's Baby Shark.
Okay. Next.
You make me feel like living a teenage dream.
Katie, you're stealing California Girls, a song you wrote, and putting it in Teenage Dream, another song you wrote. You can't steal from yourself.
Oh, whoopsie. Maybe this?
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, you're gonna hear me roar.
That's it. You're going to jail.
You're probably shocked I even know who Katy Perry is. She's Billy Cyrus's daughter. 503 on this talk, 93.1 of them. Here's that you were talking about the great advice of your grandpa.
Mm-hmm.
Here's some more. There's two people you should pay attention to, him and me, for advice in this realm. 4%, only 4% of women want to say, I love you first.
Well, there's a way to increase that percentage. The worst let's not thing go
can,
into it.
The worst thing that can happen in your life is to think that you're ready to say that to somebody, and you do.
Mm-hmm.
And they go, thanks. That, I got to tell you, that it's hard to believe. It happened to me once or twice. It's just so, that's the wrong sound effect. For that kind of a thing, yeah. Thanks. That's the end of that. They want the roles are still, according to the survey, roles are still pretty traditional. Only 19% of women will reach out to initiate something, you know, contact with a guy, social contact. Only 1 in 6 have asked for a man's phone number. 1 in 4 always offer to pay on the first date. 1 in 6 will initiate a first kiss,
mm-hmm.
and 1 in 8 will initiate, you know, wang on the first.
I was about to say, how do the other 7/8 get dates?
I don't know. So what are we learning about your demographic today?
They're people. They're just adapting. In my case, I'll just be blunt. I guess I'm selfish or something, but I don't want to fit my life into somebody else's life. Because if you're going to be in a relationship, it does mean, you're not the only person in the movie, so to speak.
There's another good line.
And it's
that
a big responsibility, and so you can pretend to be a part of somebody else's life, but I think that's a joke and a disaster waiting to happen.
There's a clever play on words that I invented for that situation where you know there's nothing long-term, but the short-term is fun.
Yeah, sure.
We're just two ships passing each other in a bathtub.
Really? Some John Donne?
Well, the isn't it two ships that pass in the night?
Right. How big is your bathtub?
You know my tub is enormous. my bathtub. Oh, it's true. Say, everybody, it's 5:06. The Yankees didn't get anybody. For those of you who are joining me, hoping the Yankees would make a trade and improve their pitching depth at least. Nothing. Squat. The Braves kick butt today. I can't wait to hear the excuses.
Well, we didn't want to give up the prospect, or we didn't want to...
Oh, God. It was a team that had the best record in the majors 2 weeks ago, and now they're third best. They're sucking wind. They've lost 7 out of 10 games, and they do nothing today. I'm sorry. I'm just reiterating my bitterness from the first hour. We're going to make up for it tonight at Baumhauer's. We have three $25 gift cards and biscuit tickets. We're going to have a thank you drawing tonight at Baumhauer's Victory Grill right after the show. Enjoy some great food and some great people. As we check traffic, Grant coming up next, 507.
We're rolling into the 5 o'clock rush hour, and Montgomery Skywatch is taking a look around the river region. The interstates look good this afternoon. 65 is up at a speed limit ride. Be careful on I-85 southbound as you head into the downtown area. You're probably going to slow down right at the interchange. Traffic on the boulevard is busy this afternoon. Be careful around the intersections. If you are on the 31s, we don't have any delays for you. For just 10 cents, a thin dime, and your good credit, you can drive away in anything on the lot at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. Find a dime in the couch and then get your ride at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. The search continues for a suspect in a deadly shooting in Montgomery. Authorities say 35-year-old Todrick Smith was shot and killed in the 5700 block of East Shirley Lane just after midnight Tuesday. Call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP if you have any information on this case. National party officials are expressing concern that the Alabama Democratic Party isn't doing enough to attract more non-black minorities. The Democratic National Committee's Rules and Bylaws Committee on Tuesday rejected the state party's proposed bylaws. The National Party in February ordered the Alabama Party to hold new elections for party leaders and to revive bylaws and encourage participation by more minorities. And Montgomery Public Schools will have 179 new school buses on the road this year. School leaders inspected the school buses yesterday. First day of school for Montgomery Public Schools is August 6th. I'm Daryl Hood. Be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The forecast is evolving just a little bit as the rain chances get slightly better over the next few days. Still a chance of an isolated shower or storm around the area. Overnight low temperature around 73. Then tomorrow and Friday, the number of thunderstorms on radar will be more pronounced. In other words, more to go around with high temperatures in the middle 90s both days. Good luck. Then on Saturday and Sunday, rain chances averaging about 40%. That's close to a summertime normal and high still in the low to mid 90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Get set for your best life, your prime life, when you take advantage of Prime South Bank's great service, friendly people, and amazing financial tools. From free checking to local hassle-free loans, Prime South Bank will get you living your prime life. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did-I-remember-to-lock-up hat. Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more. Which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
All right, we'll get the bottom line of this Fed stuff from Brant in just a second here, but let's take this call from Karen in North Carolina.
Hi, Greg.
Hi.
How are you doing? How are you doing?
You know, when I first saw your name on the board, I thought this can't be the Karen that I traveled through North Carolina with many years ago.
No, I've called you a couple times.
We were two ships that passed in a bathtub, but that's not important. So what did you want to say?
But you're welcome to come up and see us sometime. It'd be great. Paul will get out his guitar and play music, and it's great. Well, I have some dating advice for Joey.
Well, he's out of the room now. Can you call back?
Oh, darn. Yes. Yes, I'll call back. When do you want me to call back?
About 20 minutes.
20 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks.
Great.
I appreciate the accommodation. James?
Well, afternoon. How are you doing?
How are you?
You want to hear an interesting fact about the song Ship? Do you know who wrote that song?
No.
Ian Hunter. From Mata Hoople.
Mata Hoople?
Can you believe that? All the hard rock and glitter rock they did. Yeah, he wrote that song Ship.
Wow.
Anyway, little piece of trivia I thought I'd like to hear.
I appreciate that, man. Anything that adds to our overall wealth of knowledge is always critical. And that's what we're going to do right now as we visit with Mr. Right on the Money, Grant.
Yeah, baby!
McDonald from McDonald Hagen Wealth Management. How are you, sir?
I'm great. Doing okay. We're just here watching things,
We were stunned.
After hours.
We were stunned today. The Fed cut the rate. Market dropped. I guess they were expecting more of a cut.
Yeah, that's what it was. I mean, the thing is we all knew he was going to cut at least a quarter of a point. We just, we needed to hear sort of what the language of the Fed was going to be. They needed to somewhat tip their hand a little bit one way or the other as to sort of what mood they're in or what sort of tack they're going to take in the next meeting and the meeting after that. And let me just tell you, they really threw a wet blanket over the whole thing, and that's what caught the markets off guard because... You know, I know this can be complex, but the fact of the matter is that the Fed has had this sort of hawkish tone, this idea that they're only going to concern themselves with U.S. domestic numbers. The problem with that is, though, is that the rest of the world continues to ease on monetary policy. A lot of QE in Europe and in Japan and even in China, and they've been cutting rates, and here we are sitting over here and... I wish you could see this chart I'm looking at, a chart of the dollar against a relative to a basket of currencies around the world, which would be the euro, the yen, the Aussie dollar. Let's see, what else? Well, those are the big ones. And the dollar's screaming higher. I mean, it's absolutely ripping higher. And this thing is like an absolute, what I call a wrecking ball that goes throughout the world. And if the Fed doesn't pay attention to what's going on, this could get kind of nasty pretty quick. I mean, they're just things that we look at and we know about in terms of dollar liquidity, in terms of the credit default swaps and risk premiums on corporate debt around the world, all these systemic indicators that we follow, and they're all flashing red, okay? That's the problem. They're all flashing red. And the Fed is going to kind of be cute here because they want to look like they're independent and they're not bowing down to the president.
Yeah, especially
and all this
that.
Kind of stuff. And I tell you, they need to be careful. That's all I'm going to say. They really do need to be careful. And, we could be in for a rough ride with U.S. stocks if the tone continues like this. We're positioned accordingly. We are. And so we're ready for it. I mean, it's not going to be fun, but we're ready for it.
I, honest to God, I don't want to sound like a conspiracy theorist here, but I honestly believe that the deep state extends to the Fed, that they don't want to do anything that's going to make Trump look any better in this economy than it already does. And I think that was the driving factor in that. I mean, they had to do something, but like you said, they didn't do as much as they could have, where for 8 years it sat at zero, not until the very end of a lame duck, second term.
No, I agree. The problem is the president appointed him and had all this confidence in him. And, in the press conference, I forget which reporter it was, but they asked the chairman, how do they factor in politics around their policy making decisions? And he said, "We absolutely do not. We absolutely do not factor in politics, and we are independent. We are an independent board, and but that's what every Fed chairman says. My problem is, and this is the thing: if you go back to the fourth quarter of 2018." And I'm telling you, I've even got it marked on my chart when I do client reviews. This is the same guy that came out pounding his chest, said, we just raised the federal funds rate another quarter of a point, and oh, by the way, we're probably going to raise them anywhere from 2 to 4 more times going into 2019. And then you look at the bank loan indexes and leverage loans and bank loans and floating rate debt all start collapsing overseas. The dollar screams higher. And you see the carnage, and then you see the absolute pure sell-off in the stock market in December. We went down almost 10% on the S&P 500 because of what he said. Now, 2.5 weeks later, he's sitting on a stage with Janet Yellen and with Ben Bernanke, the former chairperson. And this had been on the calendar forever. But he decides to read a prepared statement prior to that. So in 2.5 weeks, he does a complete about-face, almost looks like a laughingstock, and says, no, we're not going to raise interest rates anytime soon. We're going to be data-dependent. So he's over here. He's not reading the tea leaves correctly. This is the problem. He's really not, in my view. And a lot of people on Wall Street fear this because this can be serious. I mean, the dollar is screaming higher, and there's this further divergence from the U.S. economy and interest rate policy with respect to our dollar and everyone else in the world, and this could be quite painful if he doesn't. And it really could. I mean, I'm looking at our indicators, and we see numerous warning signs that are showing up because of this. And I could go on and on and on with some probably some very boring type stuff because no one would really maybe understand what I'm talking about. But it has to do with very complex things that we follow, and they're all beginning to show those red flags. And I feel extremely confident that Trump's about to really hit China again. Mm-hmm. Either one or two things is going to happen there. He's either going to go forward with this $300 billion, and that combined with the Fed could put us in a bad spot in terms of stock market. Or he may bluff it, and he may say he's going to do it, and it might be a bluff in order to try to bring them to the table. But either way, this was not a good Fed meeting, in my view. It was not what we wanted to hear or see, and that's why we saw Dow Jones was almost down 400 points at its worst point in the day after the meeting. We closed down, I think, around 240, 50 points, something like that. And then, in after-hours trading, it got a little bit worse. No, we closed down 330-something.
Yeah, that's what I thought I'd seen. Yeah.
Yeah, so, unless we get something positive from someone somewhere, probably going to go down again tomorrow. But it's interesting, though. You see Treasuries rallying. You see gold breaking out now to over 5-year highs. Gold. I mean, these are things that are sort of a flight to safety where there's a little nervousness or fear in the world. And you can't ignore those things. So,
I read a story the other day, Brent, that talked about some of Trump's early appointments in this administration. Jeff Sessions and others who went on to disappoint. The article, and this is from a conservative site that supports the president, but said he needs to take a look at who was directing him in the direction of the people that he did appoint into the positions he did, because some of them have been colossal letdowns. And he's finally got somebody in DOJ that's going to be interested in our country and not, their personal interest. And hopefully a lot of what happened will come out in the wash. But this guy today, I don't like the look of him. He does not inspire confidence. And to me, it looked like somebody was pulling his strings. I don't want to try and name any names. I'm just, like I said, I guess I sound like a conspiracy theorist.
Well, that's okay. That's okay, man. I get it.
Everything that's happened, man, has done nothing but, over the last couple of years, done nothing but make me less trustful of the people in the upper echelons, positions we just assumed they were going to do what was right for us. Everything is politics.
Well, you're completely justified in it. I mean, yes, I think there's the whole country's been incredibly disenfranchised by what goes on behind closed doors in the highest levels of Washington. It is. It's a nasty, nasty world. And so I get it, and I understand where you're coming from. I hope that you know, he'll change his mind a little bit, and maybe he will. Maybe all he wanted to do is say, look, I cannot sit here and send a signal that I'm going to do whatever the president tells me to do, because I'm supposed to be an independent Fed chairperson.
Right.
And so maybe that's what he's doing, and then he'll get on down, you know, 2 weeks or so removed from this meeting, and then try to walk some of it back cleverly, if you will.
Gotcha.
Well, he's going to have to, because the markets don't like this. And as I said, markets can break a Fed chief over its knee. I mean bad.
I was going to say, it sounded like he had did a very damaging thing today. And you've been telling us in recent days that earnings have been pretty much strong. You know, the GDP growth was there. So we don't need somebody taking actions that upend the economy, especially after that dip you described last December, and having regained all of that. To see a loss like this today is just disheartening. But again, we should be patient, and I know that you're always looking out. You're always looking down the road for what's next, so hopefully it'll be better news. In the meantime, you hear from the way Brandt describes this, how they protect their clients at McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. You see a dip in the market, you pick up the phone, you call 387-0094. When you have an account, Brandt's looking out for your future and say, what happened today? And get an answer. He's got a team of incredibly talented people there, very knowledgeable, great communicators right down the line. So you're in the best possible hands. And setting aside a little money on a weekly or monthly basis, whatever you decide to do, towards your future, whether it's saving for a home, saving for retirement, your kids' education, there are ways to do that that can also help you out in the long run with taxes, too. All of these questions can be answered by that great team at McDonald Hagen Wealth Management, 387-0094. Make that call. You will feel better. Good way to wrap up the month of July.
Yeah.
Thanks, absolutely. Brandt.
Okay, buddy. Appreciate you, and we'll talk tomorrow. We'll see what we have in store for tomorrow.
Yeah, let's hope for a better day. The market and the Yankees both had bad days today.
I heard.
Yeah, damn it.
All right.
Thanks, buddy.
All right.
Oh, before we do the disclaimer, reminder, tonight at Baumhauer's, we're going to have $25 Baumhauer's gift cards and biscuit tickets to give away. That's at Baumhauer's Victory Grill tonight.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
525.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort. Montgomery Skywatch looking around the river region, and things look pretty good for the 5 o'clock rush hour. We don't have a lot of delays for you. If you are on the interstates, be careful around the interchange because things are slow right there. The boulevard's moving along pretty well, and we don't see any big delays on the 31s. We do see one traffic accident to tell you about. It's in the 1100 block of Perry Hill Road. That's going to be at Perry Hill Road right in front of Hardee's, so be careful there. Haynes Ambulance is dedicated, trained, and ready to be there when you need them, both on the ground and in the air. Haynes Ambulance, proudly serving you, your family, and all of Central Alabama. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hello and welcome to the Mental Health Hotline. If you are obsessive compulsive, press 1 repeatedly. If you are codependent, ask someone to press 2 for you. If you have multiple personalities, press 3, 4, 5, and 6. If you are paranoid, we know what you are and what you want. Stay on the line and we'll trace your call. If you're delusional, press 7 and your call will be transferred to the mothership. If you are schizophrenic, listen carefully and a small voice will tell you which number to press. If you're depressive, it doesn't matter which number you press, no one will answer you. If you're dyslexic, press 69696969. If you have a nervous disorder, please fidget with the hash key until the beep. After the beep, please wait for the beep. If you have a short-term memory loss, please try your call again later. And if you have low self-esteem, hang up. All our operators are too busy to talk to you.
Yes! Yes, we do buy diamonds, gemstones, gold and platinum. Yes, we do buy or trade. Yes, we do buy diamonds, coins, gold and silver. Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry.
Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry is open 7 days a week at the Pepper Tree Shops on Vaughan Road.
Montgomery area helpwanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
We need to work as a team at this company, so today we're going to do a team building exercise called Trust Falls. Sally, I want you to close your eyes, fall, and I'll catch you.
Okay.
One, two, three. Okay, lesson number one, fall forward.
Ow, ow.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
School's almost here. Isn't it an embarrassment that teachers are forced to buy their own class supplies? Isn't it a crime that some kids are forced to start school without everything they need? Blue Water Broadcasting and Lewis Lawn Equipment ask you to cram our van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebooks, and backpacks to Lewis Lawn Equipment. Lewis Lawn Equipment, a cut above the rest. Donate what you can and help us cram the van for Montgomery's public schools. From Lewis Lawn Equipment and Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This may be the dumbest song I've ever written. It's pretty new, and it's just about real life, so let's do it. My wife was out for 3 days to visit her mom. I was supposed to cook and clean while she was gone. Somehow she never buckles under all the demands. I had to know her secret, I had to understand. Well, I thought it might be coffee, but that gives her the shakes. It might be soap operas, but she says they're too fake. It's not the car she drives or what she puts in her hair. I realized it's got to be something that she wears. Yoga pants. She wears them all day. Yoga pants. At work and at play. Yoga pants. What's all the fuss? What makes them so special that they keep them from us? Yoga pants. Well, any normal person would leave it alone. But I'm not a normal person and nobody was home. My wife was out of town and the kids were outside. I went into the bedroom and decided I would try yoga pants. So stretchy and thin, yoga pants. Feels like my own skin, yoga pants. Where you been all my life? I've never done yoga, but these make me wanna try yoga pants. So soft and so sleek, yoga pants. Feels good on my cheeks, yoga pants. These are the best. If you're waiting for a video, don't hold your breath.
Namaste.
Why didn't you stop me from going on Twitter?
Because I'm not your babysitter. You're a grown man, Greg.
That's a good point there, Joey.
Though I am questioning your decision-making capabilities now that I know that you're a Yankees fan.
So am I.
Yeah, it's come back to bite you, hasn't it?
Yes. I played the mental.
And let me be clear. I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed.
Yeah, you know, when an adult says that to you, when you're a kid, that's like the worst thing you can
hear. It really is.
That's worse than getting an ass kicking for, you know, something stupid.
Right.
I'm so disappointed in you. Let's see, baseball scores this afternoon, Joey.
Yeah, a lot of action in the back office, but even more out there on the diamond.
That's right. Josh Donaldson puts the Braves over the Nats 5-4, and they did some good things for that team at the trade deadline. The Pirates and Reds managed to play 9 innings without getting into a giant brawl, and the Yankees came back in that game today. But it's their fringe players that are doing it, not their stars. What the hell's wrong with them and the Dodgers?
Yeah, I think it's the fairweather fans when it comes to the Yanks.
Is that what you think it is?
Yeah, they really rely. Their mother's milk is that support from the fan base.
Mother's milk?
Yeah, they need the morale.
That's a new term in the world of sports. crap. So anyway, here we are at 5:33. We'll be heading over to Baumhauer shortly, and we have some... Tonight is thank you night.
Yeah.
That's right. We will be doing a drawing. We will hand out a slip. Just put your name on it. At 7 o'clock, we're going to give away some $25 gift cards and some biscuit tickets. Because we so appreciate the group that shows up. And we have such a good time. And for a lot of us, it's... we have a traffic update from Emily Hayes.
Shortwave. Take it down. Quick. What's it say? shut up.
Disabled vehicle off the right lane just before the interchange. So I'm imagining that's the 65-85 split. I think. I mean, is that the interchange you're talking about? Yeah, I need more. I need specifics. On this. This is a little vague. I'm really inviting nothing but trouble today. So anyway, it'll be thank you night tonight. We hope you join us over there.
You gonna get some tasty treats?
Well, I'm
maybe some
doing
wings.
Keto.
Maybe you can eat wings on keto. Yeah.
I don't know.
As they're not breaded.
I don't know.
Being
about
fried,
that.
Fried. No, seriously.
Oh, fried, yeah. Okay, yeah.
Fried chicken wings. Now, you got to be careful with your sauces, because actually a lot of those dressings, like ranch, and all those sauces do have sugar in them.
Yeah.
But I saw you with your chocolate milk. You don't do
I
much.
I don't drink.
You have a sip or two. It's all
sip.
Right. It's okay. I'm not saying you're doing good.
Emily texted me back in an intemperate response by saying, yes, on 85 South before you merge into 65 North, peepaw. Weren't you taught to respect your elders?
Yes, but sometimes respect and love doesn't just mean being a pushover and deferring to whatever decision you make.
I think
sometimes means tough love.
Karen called back.
Hey, Karen.
Because she wanted you to be in the studio because I think she has good advice for you.
Oh, awesome. Yeah.
Yes. Hello, young Joey.
Hi, Karen.
I have some ideas about dating. What seems to be the problem? Are you setting your sights too high, or do you pick high-maintenance women?
I usually do attract a certain type of crazy.
Mm.
I get bored
easily.
Those are the stories I hear on the thinking stoop, but I can't give you details. He's very vague. He gives me headlines.
And I don't mean crazy as a bad thing. I kind of like it.
Well, that's good. You might meet somebody just as strange as you or different or whatever.
Indeed.
You know, when I met
dating a string of mental patients did wonders for me. Go ahead, Karen. Give him the advice he needs to.
When I met Paul, you know, he's really into music. He plays guitar. We have a lot of the same albums.
Just like Joey?
Yeah. And he was asking me about if I'd ever heard of this musician or this musician, and I had the same album. He was so shocked because this guy was just nobody ever heard of him. But we had a lot of music in common, and I think if you pick somebody who has to be happy doing expensive things all the time, that's just not a good thing. You don't have to spend money all the time.
Yeah.
And I know that, you know, times of I know times have changed, and there have always been high maintenance women who like to spend a lot of money. But you could have fun just doing basic things. We, you know, meeting for coffee, going for a milkshake, taking a walk on the beach, you know, going to a music store, going to friend's house and somebody plays guitar, everybody takes wine and hors d'oeuvres. And, you know, there's a lot of things you can do. You don't spend a lot of money. You might meet the kind of woman you're looking for.
Indeed, the best things in life are free. No, and if I could be real serious for a second. Because I can often be...
How can I take you seriously when you're sitting there with your baseball hat on backwards, like a thug?
When I wear it forwards, I hit the microphone, Greg.
Oh, that's right.
Not everything is a thug activity, all right? Honky.
Okay, Casper.
No, I'll put it bluntly. I'm not content with where I'm at in life. Let's just say it's not terrible depression.
Is that directed towards me?
No. It's directed all towards me looking in the mirror. And because of how unhappy I am with myself at times, for all sorts of reasons, because this isn't a therapy session, I don't feel it's responsible to try to just bring somebody into that at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And I do like, I am an introvert. I do like being independent. I'm not closed off to meeting somebody. And I certainly see your point about meeting somebody that's compatible, is common interest. And, you know, you don't have to go out and, you know, wine and dine and paint the town red. And
no.
You don't have to use phrases like that. Where the hell did that come from? But, yeah, it's just a matter of I need to work on me. And I continue to need to work on me.
Karen, have you noticed?
I understand. That's positive.
How many millennials seem to be bypassing the greatest experience in life, which is having kids?
Mm-hmm. I know. It's really sad.
Yeah.
We have four grandchildren, so we're really blessed with that. And our daughters are 40 and 38. One just turned 38. So, you know, we're in that loop. But, yeah, I know they miss out a lot. They wait too long, and then they can't have them. And you just, you know, you want it. You don't be afraid. People shouldn't be afraid to take chances. That's my thing. And you'll never know if you don't. And well, don't waste an opportunity, because there might be a woman out there.
You're almost 30. You're going to be an old man.
I am 30. I'm almost 31. As I see it as a guy, I still have plenty of time. And I will say this. The most, I think, successful marriages I've seen in my immediate vicinity in my family were people who met in their late 20s, 30s, got married in their early 30s. And I think actually, again, in all seriousness, a lot of millennials have seen, say, things like the divorce rate. That's actually where millennials are doing better. Millennials who do get married stay together.
Because they can't afford to get divorced.
Well, fair enough. All the avocado toast.
And then they have to get their own place again.
Yeah. A lot of people that I knew from high school and after school, after college, if they went off, got married, and they're still married to the same person.
Yeah.
And I got married when I was 22, and we've been married for coming up on 42 years.
That's awesome.
And, and my parents would have been married for, oh my gosh, my mother would have been 100 this year on Veterans Day. They were married for a very long time. Like, you know, they would have been married for 68, 70 years. So,
That's awesome. And I mean, a year ago, I had this whole thing, the great marriage debate on the Joey Clark Radio Hour, 6 to 7, Monday through Friday, folks. You can find it where podcasts are available. And I came down on the idea that despite, because the person anti-marriage was bringing up the divorce rate and all the problems that can happen in a marriage, and I said, yes, all those things are true, but it's always worth the exception. Especially as you have a more mature understanding of what love and marriage is really about. It's, it's to quote a song, not a victory march. It's a cold and broken hallelujah. And it's in those tough times.
What are you talking about? You've lost me.
It's in those tough times you really need somebody. It's in that sickness.
Oh.
And so I take it seriously. Maybe it's because I take it very, very seriously that I sort of hesitate on the let's just go have fun and date and see what happens. Like, it's boring to me at the end of the day.
Well, I understand that. I think that's nice. I think that's really a mature way to look at it, because you want to fix yourself if you feel something's wrong. You don't want to bring somebody in on it. And you don't want to have somebody else who has problems, because then you both have problems with it.
Oh, yeah.
It's difficult.
Yeah. Two sips don't make a well. I learned that in the 12-step rooms. Yeah.
This has been a great call, Karen. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, Joey. Well, I'll keep you in mind, but you know, it's never too late, and people meet at all stages of their life. And you know, my mom and dad met when my mom was 29, and he was 29, so it wasn't quite early, and they got married when they were 30. So anyway, it's never too late. And take care of yourself. You'll meet someone.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I'm not too worried about it. I occasionally exaggerate on the radio. I don't, you know.
I kind of thought so, maybe, yeah. Just a tad, but that's okay. That's okay.
The day Joey walks in and I hear... No, not that one. The day Joey walks in and goes...
Yeah.
I don't use those words.
It might be both of those combined.
Well, it could be, yeah. Well, thank you,
Karen. Well, just keep in mind... You're welcome, but keep in mind one thing. If you do meet somebody in the music and people that love music, listen to vinyl or whatever, they listen to different things today, if somebody plays an instrument like guitar, it really is a different type of a crowd. And I'm not talking about old hippies or anything. I'm just talking about music really brings people together, and it's universal. It's a great way to meet people and gather and socialize that way. Out on the deck,
play the guitar, but my accordion really helped.
Yeah, you're really gifted on the squeeze box.
Sure am. Karen, thank you for your time.
You're welcome.
So we get a call from not just here, but from North Carolina, from an extremely intelligent woman who wants to help you. So when the Yankees don't get a pitcher at the trade, does anybody call and say, Greg, let me help you with that problem? No.
Well,
they want to call and help you.
I'm not trying to be rude here. But wouldn't you say one problem is a little bit more, I don't know, important than the other? And thus, the importance makes it a little more engaging, other than your fair-weather fandom of the Yankees?
Hi, kids!
No!
Hi, who's this?
It's Chad.
Legal Eagle, local heartthrob Chad.
What's up, guys? I hear all this marriage talk going on here.
Oh.
So, if I could give millennials any advice about marriage, and I'm a married man of 30 years now, and my parents have been married 60 years.
Wow.
And my wife's parents have been married, I think, 59 years.
Wow, that's awesome.
And all my brothers and sisters have been married for quite a long time. But the one thing that I see a mistake that people make is by the time you're in your mid-20s, you should treat dating as something deliberate and something important and not just something to do.
Right.
People spend more time researching what movie they're going to go to or researching what job they're going to take than they do on the type of mate that they want to be with, you know? You know, as a Catholic, we view marriage as a vocation. So, I mean, it's real important that you cultivate a relationship with someone who you don't accidentally meet, but somebody, you know, who is got the same values and the same interests as you, at least enough of the same interests as you.
Right.
You know, and there's just this casual dating thing, like let's do lunch stuff, you know. Unless it's somebody I know that would have the same kind of values, political views, work ethic, and stuff like that, that's not really something I'd be interested in doing.
Right. Absolutely.
And I think some of the dating apps try and have algorithms where they can at least eliminate a lot of people that you wouldn't want to be dating and would not be marriage material if that's what you're thinking about. But you know, my son just got married, and he always took the approach that anybody you date when you're in your 20s, you should always think about, is this a person I can ultimately marry? Because you don't want to just fall into marriage.
Right.
Because if you just fall into marriage, you sure as hell can fall out of it, you know? So I always viewed it as you know, when you're 15, 16, 17, 18, and even in your early 20s in college, dating is fun, something to do, blah, blah, blah. But when you get into your mid-20s, it shouldn't be that way anymore. You know? It should be like skydiving. You should be very careful about who packs your chute. You know?
That's good advice.
Wise, yes. I agree.
But that's just my legal eagle married opinion. So, anyway, hope you guys have a great one.
We will.
You too.
That was preemptive. I was going to do a funny line to follow up who packed your chute, but
no,
it would be, nobody would care now.
Yeah, you should be careful.
I ruined my own bit.
Always be careful packing your chute.
Yeah. It's 5:46. That's why you should never keep sharp things in the same pocket you have your wallet in.
Right.
Gulf States Mobility in Wetumpka is a company devoted to stepping into situations where people have had some serious misfortune that's resulted in a loss of mobility. And their job is to assess and find every possible method by which they can restore choices to the life that's been affected, to make the home safe and accessible, and then to advance the recovery to whatever extent that can be done, so that people, in many cases, thanks to digital technologies now, can drive where that was at one time they were told by a doctor, no, that's off the table for you. And then that leads to what? Dependency. And dependency and the mental part of that is very destructive, or it's a major anchor to people who are trying to rebuild their lives after this kind of misfortune. So they look for every way to restore those choices, to create, to whatever extent is possible, because each situation is different, a sense of independence and self-reliance, because that's what really is, the human spirit. And that's what they work with at Gulf States Mobility. Their number is 514-6590. They are the pride of Wetumpka at 1647 Coosa River Parkway. Look them up on Facebook and like them, please.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling through your afternoon traffic, and we have a couple of accidents to tell you about. We have an accident at Vaughn Road and Bell Road. Be careful, that's already a busy area. We also see an accident at Fairview and Rosa Park, so be careful if you're in that vicinity. Otherwise, traffic on the boulevard's moving along pretty well. We don't have any big delays on the interstates, but you will slow down when you get around the interchange on I-85 South, and the 31s look pretty good. There's a little crowd headed into the Wetumpka area. It's kind of crowded around the casino. Fall semester classes at Trenum State Community College begin August 6th. Start the enrollment process now. Call 420-4200. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
The Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Well, hi, everybody. The forecast is evolving just a little bit as the rain chances get slightly better over the next few days. Still a chance of an isolated shower or storm around the area. Overnight low temperature around 73. Then tomorrow and Friday, the number of thunderstorms on radar will be more pronounced. In other words, more to go around with high temperatures in the middle 90s both days. Good luck. Then on Saturday and Sunday, rain chances averaging about 40%. That's close to a summertime normal and high still in the low to mid 90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
Who needs a one-stop truck repair? Most likely you do. We can fix anything that's got an engine. You got a minute, I'll just mention 18-wheelers, boats and cars, tractors, combines. We got your tires. We can tune your diesel, change your oil, do your brakes, replace your coil. Your AC's broke, you're getting hot, we'll fix that too. Anything you got. We wash rigs, RVs, graders, make them shine like ripe tomatoes. We do inspections for DOT, diagnostic checks from A to Z. Say you're broke down, hauling a load. We'll come to you beside the road 24-7, anywhere surrounding Montgomery, Elmore, and Autauga County. No job's too big, no job's too small. If it's broke, you know who to call. A one-stop truck repair, 334-647-1301. 3996 Birmingham Highway, Montgomery. One call, we do it all. 334-647-1301.
Check us out at truckrepair911.com.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey.
A surprising new study by the Kinsley Institute finds that, as compared to women, men actually need more cuddling.
And more beer! Yeah!
Male respondents are more appreciative when their female partners hold their hands or slide closer on the couch.
Especially when we're watching Ultimate Cage Fighting!
And women should take steps to fulfill their male partner's need for intimacy.
Then it's off to Chuck Brewskis and scope out chicks!
Yeah!
Now who needs a hug?
Ooh, I do.
I'll take one.
It's 5:52, heading off to Baumhauer's in a couple of minutes, but James has called.
Hello there, gentlemen. God bless America.
God bless America.
I have something. Two wise men in my life told me, and I never got married, but I don't think because of everything I've ever been told, but two wise men told me one time, my Sunday school teacher said, never date a girl that you could not marry. And my father said, don't bring some gal here for me to have to be. So what I learned out of those two things were that you need to be very thoughtful in who you pick to marry and make sure you're not broke because, you know, a lot of marriages end because of financial. So, and I took those two sentences to heart, but, you know, I just, you were talking about people were helping you with a decision. So there you go. There's my help.
Where's that woman, if times get tough, that says, if we have to live in a tool shed, we will, because I love you.
Hey, that's kind of what, yeah, that was me, that was what my Sunday school teacher, and we were, what, you know, 13, 14 when he told us this. But it was something that it stuck with me. And I pretty much kind of stuck with that during my life. If I got to dating someone and after a while I figured, you know, I don't know if I want to stay with this woman the rest of my life. Well, that pretty much well means I shouldn't stay with her anymore. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't hope that's not too egotistical of me, but, you know, the best, when my father said, don't bring some gal in for me to have to be, I knew that the best thing to make sure when you did get married was you had some money. But you're a rich radio personality, so I know you've got plenty of money.
Oh, sure.
Here's those coupons I promised you.
Thank you.
Earlier.
Really appreciate it.
Thanks for the call, James. My dad said, stay single and raise your kids the same way. Oh, and always make sure you have a great company to look after your air conditioning and plumbing needs. Because my dad realized when I was about 16 or 17, I think we were trying to gap the spark plugs next to our, you know, in the driveway of our house on a 10-degree February day, and somehow he noticed that this wasn't my strong suit. Said, son, you better be successful because you're going to have to make a lot of money to pay people to do these things for you. Well, that's been the case. I've had to have, but you, yeah, so that's just paying for it. You want the value, and you want people you know are going to treat you right, they're going to do a great diagnosis and fix the problem and not invent one or create one through their incompetence. This is why I so strongly recommend, with 3 full months of hot weather left, Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Become a member. They'll help you make sure that your system is running efficiently, that your electric costs are as low as they can be. They can advise you on things like Rick Clark just told me about the attic fan and needing more insulation because the house is 30 years old and the insulation, it deteriorates. It's just not what it was when the house was first built. These are urgent issues. So we got Masterfoam. And when plumbing goes bad, sometimes it's a real 911 where your the water heater breaks and you've got a lake in your living room. You need that fixed quickly. Well, Clark's Club members get urgent care service for those type of situations. So for people that will be right there for you when you need them, call Clark's 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com, Alabama certification number 99004.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling through your afternoon traffic, and we have a couple of accidents to tell you about. We have an accident at Vaughn Road and Bell Road. Be careful, that's already a busy area. We also see an accident at Fairview and Rosa Park, so be careful if you're in that vicinity. Otherwise, traffic on the boulevard's moving along pretty well. We don't have any big delays on the interstates, but you will slow down when you get around the interchange on I-85 South, and the 31s look pretty good. There's a little crowd headed into the Wetumpka area. It's kind of crowded around the casino. Fall semester classes at Trenum State Community College begin August 16th. Start the enrollment process now. Call 420-4200. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Okay, quick show of hands. Who out there is renting? If you raised your hand, I'm talking to you. Why rent when you could buy? I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I'm here to set the record straight. This is not your parents' mortgage. Times have changed. You're no longer required to have a 20% down payment. The USDA and VA loan programs offer 100% financing. That's no money down. But hey, if you are not a veteran, or you are not looking to purchase in a USDA-eligible area, never fear. Here at Alabama Home Mortgage, you can purchase a home with as little as 3% down. For example, that $150,000 home you've been eyeing online could be yours with only $4,500 down. Don't sign that lease before calling 567-4223. Get pre-approved today. Call 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
The Biscuits are baking up fresh memories daily. Join us Thursday, August 1st for Tiger Night and Auburn Community Night at 6:35. It's another free T-shirt Thursday featuring an Auburn-themed shirt for the first 1,000 fans 15 and older. Gates open at 5:30, and be sure to arrive early to add to the T-shirt designs you've already collected throughout the season. There will be drink deals all over the ballpark and pregame live music in the club car bar. For more information, visit BiscuitsBaseball.com or call the box office at 323-BALL.
It's great to have a baseball expert like Emily on a message like that. That is such synchronicity in commercial messaging. Off to Baumhauer's, $25 gift cards, got a few of those, and biscuit tickets, really good biscuit tickets. So we'll do a drawing. It's Thank You Night at Baumhauer's. Hope you come and join us. What's on the Joey Clark Radio Hour?
I don't know. We're going to talk, see what happens. I mean, there's that old debate from last night. You know, Greg, it's the topics from the Dan Moore show, noon to 3, and then on Happy Hour, 3 to 6. I might just keep talking about those things.
Oh.
Or pull something out of my ass. I don't know.
Well, that usually works for me.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Stand by for news.
Joey, this is where you take over.
It's news. I'm Steve Rappaport. Part 2 of Round 2 on the road to...